Sports106.com.
The Northwest is burning up. In Seattle, temperatures over 100 degrees. Put away the umbrellas. That is shocking. A new poll shows that just 4 in 10 approve of the president's handling of health care. And could a trip to the local beach lead to pink eye and some other health problems for you? We've got like 6,000 beaches in the United States. And I'll tell you some of the worst and some of the best. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you, as usual, here on the mainland on America Tonight. First, though, we always start on Wednesday with Easy Ticket Mike talking a little sports. And the big news was Brett Favre, the drama somewhat done as he's decided to shove off from the Vikings and retire. Boy, he put them in an interesting situation. As I have a lot of connections with the Vikings, there's these rumors, oh, the Vikings are going to pick up Michael Vick. They got T-Jack and they got Sage Rosenfels, and it doesn't look like that they're going to go in any other sort of direction. But rumors are fun, and that's what happens when NFL training camps swing open, and they have swung open across the land. So without further ado, from the green room, he appears, Mike Davis. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How you doing?
Good. I mean, I've been working the phones with my buddies at the Fan in New York and some of my contacts at ESPN and even with some of the teams, and I talked to someone from the Vikings today, and they're not interested in Michael Vick. How about that? Because a lot of people assume, well, Brett Favre decides to go away, forget Jackson and Rosenfels, they'll go with Michael Vick and put him on the roster, but that doesn't look like the way it's going to be. But I think that the rumors with Vick will be one of the big-time storylines throughout training camp.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to be, you know, there was a big story in Dallas if Jones took him. He could be the backup quarterback, but I think he has to maintain Tony Romo's ego right now. So.
That's right, especially since he dumped his Hollywood girlfriend, Jessica Simpson. And so everybody's thinking now, well, she was the bad luck charm. You know, but there was all that talk about that before, which was silly, but it led to some interesting storylines as well during the season. Of course, the Cowboys rebounding really not from Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo's romance, but really from the fact that they got shellacked and humiliated against Philadelphia when they had a chance to get into the playoffs last year. And I think they'll use that as motivation to get them ready for the season, and certainly that's what I would do if I were Wade Phillips, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you're right. They looked terrible against they didn't even show up, I think,
no,
against Philadelphia last year. But, of course, Philadelphia had a lot of momentum and reason to win that game. So, but, you know, we're right in the nick of training camp right now. So, you know, it's anybody's ball game right now. But I'm still looking for Pittsburgh and the Giants to be in the Super Bowl. But preseason picks usually don't pan out as they are. So.
Yeah, I'm saving my picks for a magazine article that's coming out, so I'm not going to say it yet till I see some of these training camps. But there are a lot of, neat things heading into the year. And, of course, you're a ticket broker, so from your side of the fence, purely, this is just another exciting year in the NFL. And I can imagine you can pick out the big games. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, I picked up some Cowboy Giant tickets today and some Philadelphia Cowboy tickets. Both of them playing here in Arlington Stadium. But a lot of the individual game tickets are going on sale now. So so we're trying to build up our stock with those. There's a lot of brokers just do concerts. A lot of brokers just do sports. We try to maintain tickets for pretty much anything.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you decide? I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but how do you decide what you think is going to be hot? Because you do ultimately, I mean, you have people telling you, like you said, the brokers, et cetera, but you do ultimately have to decide what you think you want to purchase, what you want to be involved in that will make money. How do you do that, especially with concerts?
Well, there's you know, some the groups that are hot right now are the ones that we're looking for. I mean, I've had a bunch of tickets that I get, and they're I've sold them in about three or four days because they're such a hot group. You know, it depends on who it is. But there's a lot of country western singers out there that are really hot right now. Taylor Swift, it seems like everything that she does is, you know, it just sells out real big time. Paul McCartney, he's coming here to Dallas, but he's on tour. He's doing a lot of different cities. U2, they're on tour right now, but you know, some that are always doing real well. Pink, she's coming here into Dallas on my birthday, so I had some of those tickets, and they went real fast. There's the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship around the country. Those always do really well, and if you ever watch those things, how crowded those are, so you can't go wrong with having those tickets. Those are at a premium real bit.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you there. And then baseball now, as we said last week, we were talking about this, we're really in the thick of the second half of the season, the true part of the season, because it's such a long, long year in baseball. It really is a marathon, there's no question. But the Dodgers are going wire to wire. They're still right in front of the pack, and they started that way, and they're still there.
Yeah, they're looking real good. I'm looking for them to be in the series as the NL, but like tonight, Detroit, they shellacked the Rangers. I think it was like something like 13-5, but the Rangers ended up winning the previous two games against them. So Detroit's ahead of the AL Central. Rangers, they're behind the Angels right now by a few games, but they're still maintaining. You know, it's been a little cool here in Texas, so the Rangers haven't withered yet. So it's supposed to, as a matter of fact, it's supposed to get down to, I think, the high is 85 on Friday.
Yeah, boy, I was talking about Seattle. I'm going to talk about the Northwest burning up as we have listeners in Washington in that neck of the woods, and what an opposite deal it is for them. They're not used to that, but they're supposed to get a little bit cooler, too, as well. The main thing is you can go to easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com. As Mike said, the tickets go fast for the hot concerts and whatnot, so you want to jump on that fast, you can get those premium seats. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Hey, speaking of a quick headline in sports, I'd have to say that it was exciting to watch Michael Phelps bounce back, now rebounding big time with a world record, because he was so mortified. I think he's not used to losing, let's face it. And he bounced back in the 200 fly and set a record. So there's a lot of talk about these suits, you know, the suits that the guys were wearing and the women were wearing, of course, at the Olympics, and the fact that they're going to be banned within a year. And, you know, Michael was able to win that 200-meter butterfly at the World Swimming Championships in Rome. So he did have another swimsuit issue, though, coming up in sports shorts. I'll tell you all about that. There's been so much of a fight over these swimsuits. Everybody was wondering what Michael Phelps was going to do. What was he going to wear? And I'll talk about that a little bit later. Coming up next, though, it's healthcare. That's what's on the docket. It's on your mind. Hey, baby, it's on my mind big time. That's Round the Bend here on ATN.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon. Groupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
See what spring is like on Jupiter.
How'd you do in science when you were a kid? Were you great at it? Did you like to talk about the Earth and planets and everything in between? I liked science. I did. The first time around, I think the first time I was introduced to science, I'd say maybe it was a little bit shaky, but then I had a great teacher, and the teacher made all the difference in the world. I have a feeling that Dr. Robert Piccioni is one of those guys. He has lectured all over the place, from Harvard to Caltech, Stanford, and cruise ships, talking to small kids and everybody in between. He is somebody who certainly knows about the wonders of the universe and the wonders of science, and we appreciate him coming on America Tonight for something completely different that I think the audience will enjoy. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I'm good. It's really true. I was fascinated by science. Originally, no. But then I had a good teacher when I was like in fourth grade, and then it was all about the Earth, baby, for me. I wanted to know everything about the Earth. Do you find that science is now becoming more accessible to people? Because, of course, the push is, even at the tail end of the Bush administration, in his last State of the Union address, he was saying, you know, we need more people, we need more students to embrace math and science and to go in this direction. Do you feel it's becoming more accessible to young students? Their minds are open to scientific things?
You know, I dream that that may be true. I can't tell you that I see evidence at the national level in statistics. But when I talk to kids, they are very curious, they're excited, they want to know about the solar system, they want to know about the Earth, just as you said, and they never cease to have this curiosity that drives them. And what someone like me can only hope to do is to keep that flame that naturally exists, keep that flame lit until they, as they get older and older, then they'll be able to learn to do that themselves.
Yeah. When we talk about the Earth, what are some things about the Earth that we all should know that you have a feeling that a lot of us don't know?
The Earth is an absolutely remarkable place. It is not just the best of eight planets. It might be the best of a million or a billion planets. The Earth has just the right mass to support life. It's located in the right sort of galaxy to support life. It's the right distance from the center of the galaxy to support life. We all know, I think, that it's the right distance from the sun to support life. And the sun is the right kind of star to support life. The Earth has a molten iron core, which gives it a very large magnetic field, and that magnetic field protects our atmosphere from the solar wind. Mars, for instance, does not have a magnetic field of much size at all, and its atmosphere was eroded by the solar wind long ago. The Earth has the largest moon in the entire solar system as a percentage of the host planet. And the moon stabilizes the Earth's rotational axis so that we have consistent seasons. So the list goes on and on. I mean, it's really amazing how special the Earth really is and how special we are.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
We are made of the most rare and precious ingredients in the entire universe. The atoms in our body took billions of years to be created, and they were gathered from vast distances. The atoms in our body were created in the center of very massive stars, which had short lives and exploded and spread those atoms out into the galaxy.
Yeah.
So the saga of life itself and how life has evolved and what were the odds against it, I think, is really a staggering story that is more amazing than any science fiction novel I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. You know, you mentioned in the planets, you mentioned Mars, and now there's all this talk about the exploration of Mars, which I think is completely fascinating, and I'm fascinated by the whole NASA thing anyway, and the discoveries and things we can learn about the Earth and things that we can learn about other planets. How do you feel about getting up there and getting to Mars and learning more about Mars?
Well, we've learned a lot from the unmanned probes, but people are a lot smarter than robots.
Mm.
And so I'm sure we will learn a great deal more when the first astronaut lands. It's
going to be
an enormous challenge, and it's going to be a great personal risk for those brave souls that go up there.
Yeah, no kidding. Because obviously, in going to Mars, well, you'd have to worry about all kinds of things in trying to sustain life. And how long you could go for and the exploration and what you could go. You know, don't they have craters that have flare-ups and stuff that you have to worry about?
They have the largest volcano. I think it's a dormant volcano, but they have the largest volcano in the solar system on Mars.
Wow.
And without an atmosphere, even micrometeorites that impact the surface will come straight at you. And, you know, we're protected by our atmosphere, not only from the radiation of the sun, but also from these micrometeorites. If one of those little, even a grain of sand, comes at you at 25,000 miles per hour, it's going to go right through you.
Yeah,
so it could be a very dangerous place to be.
Yeah, you can imagine, and from what I hear, it's incredible what they're going through in trying to make this happen, because as you just said, there's so many unforeseen things that you know you think exist, but you don't. There are things you're not positive about because we just don't know. And like you said, brave souls certainly going up. Now, when you talk to groups like you're talking to the brains, when you go to Harvard and you go to Stanford and Caltech, you're talking about really smart people that are absorbing something that you're lecturing them about. What kind of things do you lecture those kind of people about?
That's where I grew up. Those were all my alma maters, and I taught there, and it was a great experience. But what I like more is to go to a middle school or to go to a high school or to talk to some retired people who know nothing about physics, who are allergic to math, and who think that, you know, somehow they can't get all this. And for me to go there and give them a presentation about stars or black holes or Einstein's theory of something and have a glimmer in their eye. You know, maybe they don't get 100% of it, but they get a lot. You know, that is, to me, a lot more fun.
Speaking of that, I asked some listeners to send in questions to my email if they had any. I got one from Jake, who listens to us every night in Austin. And Jake said, this might sound like a stupid question, but ask the professor what he knows about wormholes.
Wormholes. Well, wormholes are a theoretical object. I mean, no one's ever seen one. We believe that the whole universe is full of very minute wormholes. I mean, absolutely submicroscopic. But the ones that are more interesting are the ones that are large enough that you might be able to go through. And there is some disagreement among physicists as to whether that would ever be possible. But a wormhole is, in some sense, the throat of a black hole. And Einstein said at one point that it would be possible that the wormhole might come out the other side, maybe into a different universe. And so there's a glimmer in some people's eye that you might be able to go into a wormhole and come out in a very distant place. Now, maybe it's an R universe in a very distant location, or maybe it's in a different universe. And this is all entirely speculative. There's no evidence for that, and our theories aren't advanced enough that we could do the math and calculate what the answer is, but there is this dream. Now, the hitch is you have to keep the wormhole from collapsing because it would naturally want to do that.
Right.
And you need to have an enormous energy source to keep the wormhole open.
Yeah. So it's interesting. That's like time travel.
Well, yes. I mean, you could use a wormhole for time travel or for space travel.
Mm.
Because after all, Einstein said that time and space were two sides of the same coin.
Right. I don't know. I bet that it'd be interesting.
So that was not a dumb question at all, Jake. That was a great question.
It wasn't a dumb question. Absolutely not. Hey, Doc, thanks. Our time was way too short. We'll have to have you on again. Will you join us again, and we'll get some more questions, and we'll have more things to talk about. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Kate. Good night.
Thank you. Smart man. PhD, dude. You heard him say. His old stomping grounds, Harvard, Caltech, and Stanford. Imagine some of the theories that you could talk about with him. We've got our own theories coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
I checked myself. A hole. Just the usual one.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Couldn't interrupt that flow. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thumbs up, Donovan Madsen, for pulling that one out. We're in the highway to something. And with texting, it could be the highway to hell. I mentioned this earlier, that there's a group of senators pushing to ban texting while driving. Like I said, what a layup that is. Chuck Schumer's on top of that. Mendez from New Jersey is also... Kay Hagan from North Carolina, and there's a bunch of others. They're calling it the Alert Act, so it would ban truck and car drivers and operators of mass transit from texting while driving. And basically, in a nutshell, it says any driver at all, it would prohibit any driver from sending a text or email message while in some form of a vehicle, right? If it passes, the Department of Transportation would set the minimum standards for compliance. So this is where it gets dicey. States that don't enact text banning laws within 2 years of that passage would lose 25% of their federal highway funds. I guess they'd comply. So the non-compliant states could recoup that money once they met the text banning standards. But what are the text banning standards? And that's what you have to figure out. 14 states, including the home state of three of the bill's sponsors and the District of Columbia, already have laws barring texting while driving. But it's the enforcing thing. New York doesn't ban texting while driving. But they have, you know, barred the use, we've talked about this already, of the handheld phones while driving. So if this happens, I mean, basically you should just get your hands off the cell phone and back on the wheel, period, right? And they keep using this Virginia Tech Transportation Institute study that found that the drivers who text while driving were 23 times more likely to crash or get in a near accident than undistracted drivers. We told you about that earlier in the week. And that's compared with dialing, talking, listening, or reaching for any kind of electronic device. We know the thing about September, the commuter train engineer who missed a stop signal, trading text messages with a friend that led to a collision with a freight train. 25 people died in California. There were also 101 people injured in May. 62 people were hurt when a trolley hit another in Boston. We've talked about that one, obviously. I mean, we get it, but how do you enforce this would be the thing. And what are the minimum, you know, what's the minimum fine? I don't know. I definitely agree that there shouldn't be texting. And as I said, it would go back to the states, which obviously it does, but they're trying to put it on the states because if they don't adopt this, then they're going to lose, that's a lot of money to lose, 25%. Wow. So there's no doubt that you cannot multitask like that and think that you're paying attention to what's happening around you. I mean, come on, people. And I had a ton of email. I never even got to all of it, but I had a ton of email. Overwhelmingly, everybody said, as much as they don't want to see more laws in the books in some ways, that this was just obvious. There's no way you could say, oh, well, I support texting while driving. You know, come on, give me a break. You know, we talked about Madoff so much, and, you know, finally he was sentenced, and he's often in prison. And there was the forerunner to Madoff. And the forerunner wasn't about Ponzi schemes, but it was a lot of people that were built out of money and, sadly, built out of pensions, hard-working guys on the line doing their job, told not to touch their 401ks. And then they all got screwed. There's no easy way to say that. Well, former Enron chief Jeffrey Skilling, who was convicted 3 years ago of fraud, is scheduled to be resentenced tomorrow after a federal appeals court vacated his 24-year sentence earlier this year. So what that means is a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans affirm Skilling's conviction, but dumped the sentence that was handed down by the judge in Houston, Texas. So the appeals court found that the sentencing was wrong in saying that Skilling had endangered a financial institution, a finding that prompted a harsher sentence. So now the appeals court action would lower the guideline range to between 188 months to 235 months, that sounds awful, doesn't it, in prison. So there would be a reduction there. Probably he'd get somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 and a half years, and then you think, well, 15 and a half years compared to the 24, he's already served, what did I say, 3. And that would count in it. He's being held in a low-security prison in Inglewood, Colorado. And, of course, Enron's bankruptcy was so shocking to so many people who worked for them in 2001. Basically got rid of 5,000 jobs and $1 billion in employee retirement funds. Oh, so many people had to go back to work who were near retirement, who stuck with them. I think it's one of the worst things that ever happened. They did a movie on it. I can't remember the name of it, but just terrible the way those people were raped financially, let's face it. And so he'll chunk off a couple of years. And if that's to happen, it could be appealed again. It could come back down again. Ooh. Skilling, of course, is the one guy who wants to see it to keep getting appealed, because that means less time for him. But you got to figure all those people that I was just mentioning, they don't want to see him get less of a sentence. Probably, if anything, they don't like the idea that they're chunking off a little bit of it in that appeals process deal. Here's a story I didn't talk about very much, but it's just another one of these horrifying things. And when I was a television reporter, something similar to this happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I worked for a TV station called KOB, and there was this awful story of a woman who came into a hospital with a baby saying, oh, I just gave birth, and they knew that some, the doctors knew that wasn't true. She had no signs of that, whatever. Turns out she had kidnapped a woman from a parking lot who was very, very pregnant, took her up into the woods, took a key, cut open her stomach, and pulled out the baby. Ugh. It's one of the worst things ever that I had to cover in TV news days. Well, anyway, this is what happened here, in case you haven't heard this story, in Massachusetts. A baby believed to be ripped from the womb of its mother has been found. Okay, so that's supposedly the good news, right? The Massachusetts police say that they have arrested a suspect in connection with this. They searched for the baby since Monday, when the mother was found dead in the closet of her apartment. They got tips from women who became suspicious of this Julie Corey, a friend of Darlene Haynes, who was found dead in the closet, who turned up with a newborn girl at the time that she went missing. She told friends she delivered a baby sometime between... Haynes told a friend she delivered a baby sometime between July 23rd and 24th at an undisclosed Massachusetts hospital, right? They learned that Corey had moved to a New Hampshire with a boyfriend. They later found Corey and the baby Wednesday afternoon in Plymouth, New Hampshire. So apparently the good news, like I said, the baby was found. The baby was in good health and taken to a hospital. This other woman arrested and charged with being a fugitive from justice. Ugh. And, you know, not to get too graphic, but the cops actually discovered the body after neighbors complained about a horrible smell. Can you imagine just anything worse? Like I said, because I had this experience, which this happened, the story I covered happened 15 years ago. And here we go again, just one of the saddest things I thought I had ever heard. This girl was just 23 years old. And then they found her. She was wrapped up in bedding, probably had been dead for a couple of days. And she got a text message, and she said she was having wine coolers with friends at her apartment or something. And then, sure enough, they ended up finding her. And for my money, man, they can't do enough to prosecute this woman. She kills the woman and then cuts the baby, cuts the fetus from the body. Ugh. You just have to be so out of your mind to do that, and who knows what the reason is. In the case of the woman in the story that I covered, they got huge national headlines. She was lying and told her husband she was pregnant or something, and so had to produce a baby, so that was her way to produce a baby. She was trolling around to look for very, very pregnant women to come up with somebody that she could capture and get the baby from, and that's exactly what she did, thinking that by going to the hospital she could get away with it. And of course right away they knew and called in the police, and then later she confessed, and she had taken the woman to a remote area in the woods in the mountains in New Mexico. This story is just as heinous, cut from the same cloth, obviously. Moving along, coming up next, I promise we're going to lighten the load. News you can abuse, this day in history, and birthdays. Moments from now.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
What do a sports commissioner, a blues musician, a movie director, a governor, and a little old actor have in common? They're all celebrating a birthday. I guarantee you're going to know 10 people on today's birthday list. Mega famous people when we get to birthdays. But first, news you can abuse here on America Tonight. Let's start in New York. Check this out. The homeless in New York City can't afford them anymore. So the Big Apple bought one-way plane tickets for homeless families to leave the city. It's a program to keep the homeless out of the very expensive shelter system. You know, it costs $36,000 a year to house a family. Wow. They say that more than 550 families have left the city since 2007. They go to places like Orlando, Puerto Rico, etc. And all it takes is a relative somewhere else to agree to take them in. How about that? Greenville, South Carolina. The ride was stolen, they say, but it wasn't a car. Police ticketed a woman for riding a stolen horse down the main street in a small South Carolina town. The Greenville News reported that the 40-year-old woman was actually cited for disorderly conduct. Cops were responding to a citizen's report that a woman was about to fall off a horse. They found a large tan horse tied to a bench at a convenience store. The woman was inside trying to use the phone. They say the woman's speech was slurred. She smelled like booze. She was riding the horse to her boyfriend's house. The horse's owner has decided not to press charges. Hey, dude, Can I borrow your horse? I gotta see a man. Oh, that's sad, huh? Let's go to Georgia. They call it a do-it-yourself project with a real twist. And even a strip. That's a hint. Cops in Lawrenceville, Georgia are charging Constance Trahan with running an illegal strip club in her basement and garage. What was she thinking? Officers responded to a noise complaint. They found a sign offering that said $1 Jell-O shots. Trahan faces a misdemeanor charge of maintaining a disorderly house. But her roommate says they were just having a birthday party. There were no strippers or underage drinking. Yeah, right. Now we go to Utah for something completely different. There's a man in Utah who's getting an early start on his driving practice. A 7-year-old boy led officers on a car chase through Weber County. It seems that the young driver didn't want to go to church. They say the boy ran a stop sign, and they tried to stop him. Apparently, the car finally came to a halt in a driveway. The 7-year-old is way too young to prosecute or ticket, so he gets away with his little joy ride. Madison, Wisconsin. Sometimes it doesn't pay to be a nice guy, although I think you should always try. Cops in Madison are reporting that a Good Samaritan was slugged in the face after giving a panhandler a buck. According to the police, the victim pulled $14 out of his pocket, gave the panhandler a dollar. Police say the man then grabbed the entire wad of cash, walked away. The Good Samaritan followed the man, demanded his money back. Cops say the panhandler punched the guy in the face, causing the victim to hit his head on a trash bin. The Good Samaritan needed stitches. Police say they have a lead on a suspect who'd been ticketed for menacing panhandling earlier that same day. And in Baltimore, Purdue University students Cameron Brown and Brett Westcott are a couple of nice guys, they say. They already have, or they always have, ready compliments for complete strangers. Now, Brown and Westcott were in Baltimore Monday and Washington on Saturday. This is what they were doing. They were saying nice things about everything from one man's beer to a floral patterned shirt. The students' 10-city bright side tour is on its way to New York City this week, then to Rochester, New York, where a tour sponsor, Kodak, is based. But some of the recipients of the compliments don't know what to make of it. One woman in Baltimore wondered what the young guys really wanted. So, see, they're getting paid, basically, to go to cities and tell people nice things. Isn't that sad? People don't trust it, the compliment. What do you want from me? Why are you complimenting me? This day in history, and then we've got those slew of birthdays. I'm so excited because I know all of you who are up and jamming and listening, you're going to know at least 10 people on the list. There are 154 days left in the year. July 30th, Thursday. That's where we're at. 1729, speaking of Baltimore, that's when Baltimore, Maryland was founded. If we go to 1864, during the Civil War, Union forces tried to take Petersburg, Virginia by exploding a gunpowder-filled mine under Confederate defense lines, but that attack blew up in their face, you might say. It failed. Also in 1908, the first round-the-world automobile race, which had begun in New York in February, ended in Paris with the drivers of the American car, a Thomas Flyer, declared the winner over teams from Germany and Italy. I'm not even going to ask if it's round the world. New York, Paris, okay. 1918, poet Joyce Kilmer, a sergeant in the 160th U.S. Infantry Regiment, was killed during the second battle of World War I. Kilmer is best remembered for, I know you all know this, trees, I think that I shall never see, blah, 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 you got it. 1932, the Summer Olympic Games opened in Los Angeles. 1975, former Teamsters Union president Jimmy Hoffa disappeared in suburban Detroit. Although presumed dead, his remains have never been found. Of course, there have been people who claim he's been buried, like in the Meadowlands and a ton of other places. 10 years ago, Republicans pushed their $792 billion tax cut through the Senate. Linda Tripp, whose secretly recorded phone conversations with Monica Lewinsky led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton, was charged in Maryland with illegal wiretapping. Prosecutors later dropped the charges. 5 years ago, leaders of the September 11th Commission urged senators to embrace their proposals for massive changes to the nation's intelligence structure. Also, Mike Tyson was knocked out in the fourth round of a fight in Louisville, Kentucky, by a British heavyweight, Danny Williams. Let's head to birthdays. Oh, we got a ton of them. One of my favorites, because I like jazz. David Sanborn is 64 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig is 75 years old. Movie director Peter Bogdanovich is 70 years old. Actor Frank Stallone is 59. Actor Ken Olin is 55. He's on Brothers and Sisters. Actress Delta Burke, Designing Women, 53 years old. Singer-songwriter Kate Bush is 51. Also celebrating a birthday, Lisa Kudrow is 46. You know her from Friends. Actress Vivica A. Fox is 45 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Hilary Swank is 35. You remember her from the Olympics. Beach volleyball player Misty May Trainer is 32 years old. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is 62 years old. How about that? I know you know that name. Country singer Neil McCoy, even I know Neil McCoy, 51 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, feminist activist Eleanor Schneel is 70 years old. Singer Paul Anka is 68 years old. Bluegrass musician Danny Roberts, I actually know Danny Roberts. He's celebrating a birthday, 46 years old, from the Grascals. From Everybody Hates Chris, actor Terry Crews is 41 years old. Actress Christine Taylor is 38 years old. Actor Simon Baker from The Mentalist, on the air right now, very popular on CBS, 40 years old. Actor Tom Green, used to be married to Drew Barrymore, had his 15 minutes of fame, 38 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, former U.S. Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder from Colorado, 69 years old. Another birthday for you that you might recognize. I was so excited when I saw this list. Actor-comedian Dean Edwards, 36 years old. Ring a bell with anybody out there? Oh, come on. Movie director Chris Nolan, 39 years old. Actor Lawrence Fishburne is 48. You know Lawrence Fishburne. We're going to leave you on this note. In politics, people give you what they think you deserve and deny you what they think you want. Think about it.
You've heard, I'm sure, that I like to tell an anecdote or two. Well, life not only begins at 40, so does lumbago and the tendency to tell the same stories over and over again.